We began by noting how rare voting has become, despite the cost in life to defend it. The fastest growing factor in non-voting is distrust of the process, particularly voting by mail. In a recent political forum at WHED, both candidates in a Republican primary expressed that distrust. Incumbent State Senator Patrick O'Connor.
There has to be more accountability. It's just a very imperfect process right now.
His challenger, Ron Petutti, called for an end to vote by mail when his wife received two mail-in ballot applications. She had inadvertently registered to vote twice using her married and unmarried names. If she had returned both applications and then had submitted two ballots, she would have committed voting fraud and would have been caught at it, traced by your Social Security number. City and town clerks who run all elections say that would demonstrate the safeguards in place, not Petutti.
But it's still a mistake that happened.
Then there's the accusation of dead people voting. People voting a second time using the identity of a deceased. That has happened. We know because they were caught. Those same clerks who run elections also keep vital records. When a voter dies, the clerk deletes their name from the list of voters, not only in their municipality, but in the state's central list. We've been told busloads of Massachusetts voters voted in New Hampshire. Not true. The states share their central lists. Finally, we have the conspiracy theory of conspiracies. Here's Kingston Town Clerk Paul Gallagher.
Just in the little town of Kingston, where we might have 40 to 50 poll workers, in order for something to be changed, you would have to get all 40 to 50 of those people to go along with it, because someone's going to see it. And when they see it, they report it. It would take a large sum of effort to try to do something inappropriate.
Journalism resources have dwindled in recent years, but we still get to the polling places during voting hours and while the votes are counted. We look and listen critically. If we found an irregularity, you would know. Next, we examine voting machines, inside and out. Charles Matheson, WATD News.